Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate believes good starts young, and each week wants us to recognize that with Kid of the Week, which is what we do Tuesday mornings. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help recognize a kid that goes above and beyond for the community. Nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you know could be featured right here on the program. Win prizes like an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's Pizza, and more. Go to WGNradio.com/contest and submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be the Allstate Kid of the Week. And then hear that kid here, much like the one you're about to hear right now, young Brandon. Let me go to the phone now. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi.
How are you, pal?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. Brandon, is it Kerpel?
Kerpel.
Kerpel. Sorry about that. And you are 12 years old?
Yep.
That would put you in 8th grade?
7th grade.
7th grade. Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Either an engineer or a lawyer.
What kind of an engineer?
Something technology-wise.
Yeah.
Mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Computers, or are you talking about like machinery sort of engineering?
Yeah, machinery.
Where does that interest come from?
I don't know. I just like to build things.
Well, that's cool. And lawyer, what type of lawyer?
Not sure, really.
I'm going to need an answer. I'm kidding, Brandon. I don't need an answer. You're 12. You're not married, are you?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because you'd be too young for that. Brandon, where did your love of animals come from?
Well, I've always really loved animals since I was a kid. My dad has loved animals as well as me. When I was 4, I asked my parents, can I be a vegetarian since I loved animals so much? And so I've been a vegetarian since I was 4.
Come on, really?
Yes.
That's very impressive.
What's your favorite vegetarian food?
Hamburger?
Dish. No, like eggplant or veggie burger.
Veggie burger.
Oh, he likes veggie burgers.
But if you just want to, like snack out, like if you just want something, you know, kid junk foody, what do you eat?
Probably like chips or pretzels.
Like pita chips?
No, like normal chips.
Regular chips.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a very interesting kid, Brandon.
Thanks.
Let me tell you about what Brandon did here. Brandon's parents gave him $50 to, quote, do good with. You know what he did? Told you he always loved animals. He used the money to buy ingredients to make dog treats. And he started something called TNC Treat. Who is TNC?
TNC. So we had a dog. His name was Teak. He said we had to put him down in 2014.
That's
and
it.
That's where the T comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And the C is from the dog that we have now. His name's Chase.
Oh, I see. So it's your old dog and your new dog.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. You sell the treats and you donate all the profits to the Redland Rock Pit Abandoned Dog Project. That's the RRADP near Miami. How'd you become aware of them?
So my mom is on Facebook, and she's shown me posts from all the things that they do that always makes me sad. To see, like, dogs in garbage bags
that
were burnt.
Sure.
Things like that, yeah. It's just dogs getting shot.
And do we know how the Redland Rock Pit Abandoned Dog Project folks are doing after the hurricane? Are they all okay?
Oh, yeah. So before the hurricane, they tried to get out as many dogs as they can.
Okay.
Because there's, like, hundreds of stray dogs.
Sure.
They got, like, over 40 out of there.
Good, good. By the way, the $50 that Brandon originally got, he's now raised over $4,000.
That's fantastic. To make more treats and stuff, too, does it go back into the
foundation? Yeah, he spent 250 hours on the project.
Wow.
Yeah. But $50, turning $50 into $4,000, I mean, Warren Buffett's on line one, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, you're a fine young man and a fine, upstanding example for other young folks to follow. And I hope your friends are paying attention to what you're doing.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Dave, who's got a probing question for you, Dave.
Can we get some of these treats?
Dave, you can't eat them.
Yeah.
Buy them.
Dave, no, I'm not
asking.
He's a vegetarian.
Them. No, I know. Not for my dog.
Oh, for your dog. For my dog. Oh, okay, okay.
How would we go about buying them?
So I have a website that I've made. Okay. bit.ly/TNC treats.
All right. We are going to post that on social media, and we'll make sure everybody. How much do these treats cost, dude?
They're 50 cents a treat, so custom orders.
Dave's hungry. Like, if Dave wanted 10 of them, it'd be $5.
You should buy 100, Dave.
Yep.
Yeah, Dave, why don't you get 100?
100 treats. 50 cents each? You could totally do that.
$50. You can afford that big time.
I also have a Facebook page, TNC Treats.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go on. I like it.
T-A-N-C. T-A-N-D-C, right?
Yep.
Are there different kinds of treats?
No.
There's...
I can do different types of treats by request, but normally they're all one type.
I just liked your Facebook page.
And what flavor are they?
Peanut butter honey.
Nice.
Sounds great. Those sound good.
You know, it's weird, Brandon. That was Dave's nickname at Northwestern.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah,
peanut butter and honey.
Peanut butter honey. Brandon, you're a fine, upstanding young man. Sounds like you come from a great family. So give your parents a hug, and thanks for being on. And don't hang up, because we have prizes for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. There you go.
Could he be cuter?
He's a great kid. Great kid.
He's funny, innovative.
We don't put slackers on this Kid of the Week situation. You know what I'm saying?
And he loves animals. He's a vegetarian.
He's been a vegetarian since he was four.
Wow. Back when he was a kid.
I thought about being a vegetarian for about 4 minutes. So we're kind of the same, Brandon and me.
Oh, yeah.
Who even knew what a vegetarian was when we were that young?
Nobody.
I wouldn't have said what? I don't want to be a vegetable.
Well, you know what? I'm more impressed by the fact that he's still a vegetarian.
No kidding.
Because at four, really? You might think it's a good idea for 10 minutes.
You start to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I know you occasionally eat meat, but how long have you been eating healthy?
I think I pretty much my whole life.
I don't think so. I've got some old pictures.
Okay. Dave with a drumstick.
Big turkey. I got pictures at Dave at Renaissance Festival. You wouldn't believe. Amazon gift card and Lou Malnati's pizza for our pal Brandon. Let our Kid of the Week folks know that you've got a nominee as well. Again, go to WGNRadio.com/contest. And please support Brandon and buy yourself some dog treats. Facebook or his website.
Yeah.
It's TNC Treats.
50 cents a treat.
Right. And we're linking that up. There you go.